Chinese President Xi Jinping has mentioned earlier this year in his Davos speech that the world should develop an innovation-driven growth model. What are the engines, do you think?
Actually, towards innovation, I think actually one thing is means focus on one thing continuously. First, you have only a kind of product, very, very small, very, very tiny, but later on, if you focus on this thing and it can grow bigger and bigger, that is a kind of rules for the growth of everything. And the other thing that I think President Xi Jinping has mentioned about is means innovation means that you have to have an eye to open up in the whole world, which means globalization. And if you talk to different people from different countries, and that is a chance for you to understand different opinions for different companies, even though different kind of people. And if you have a very big mind and you can embrace different kind of opinions from different companies, and which if you combine different opinions together, and you can have a lot of innovation on the product. That is the second thing. And on the third thing, I think innovation means that you can't copy the others. You have your own way on the road for success, which means that you have to be concentrated and also you have to learn and also hear the voices of your inner side. What you are really wanting to do and what you are really want to do for your customer. That is a kind of innovation, I think, and the three categories to understand.
Decades ago, many of China's successful businesses are copies of foreign stories. But how about the situation now?
Actually, even though in the past and Chinese several companies copied the other ways, but right now I think there's this chance for the foreign companies to copy our way because China is a leading success right now. For example, we have the WeChat. It's overcome a different difficulties for the Twitter as well as Facebook in some way. Actually, if anything happens in China, it can become larger and larger. So we have different populations using the same thing together, which means that if we want the product very best, we have to enhance the quality little by little. And the population, a lot of people, means that they are testing the product together, which gives us a lot of chances to overcome our difficulties together to have a better quality of our product. So I think China right now is leading and should be leading on and on.